Accounting Hour does not create or imply an attorney-client relationship unless otherwise stated. Tax Law Solutions and its affiliates are not a law firm. The information contained in the Tax Planning Hour is not intended as a thorough, in-depth analysis of specific income tax issues, nor a substitute for formal tax opinion, nor can it be used for the purpose of avoiding penalties that may be imposed with regard to the tax consequences arising from any transactions or matters discussed within this program.
Welcome in, everybody. This is the Tax Planning Hour, and we have a great show lined up for you today. Richard Columbic, Dave Runge are both here. We're going to talk about how to save your business money. And isn't that something we all want to do? We'll tackle that and so much more on the Tax Planning Hour coming up next.
This show brought to you by Tax Law Solutions, strategic tax planning with proven results.
Welcome to the Tax Planning Hour with your hosts, Dave Runge and Richard Columbic. The Tax Planning Hour takes a deep dive into how business owners can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars in taxes annually. Doug has over 30 years of business experience, from startups to Fortune 500 companies, and Richard is a tax attorney and CPA with a passion for interpreting the tax code. Together, they created Tax Law Solutions and have been helping others save on taxes for more than 10 years. Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is the Tax Planning Hour. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and as always, with me is Dave Runge and Richard Columbic, the co-founders of Tax Law Solutions. And Dave is a well-known CEO. He's been CEO of multiple companies, an Oxford PhD, former Fortune 500 division president, former Deloitte consulting partner. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Very good, Steve. Good to hear your voice again.
Indeed. And Richard Columbic. Richard, you are a CPA, a tax law attorney. You're one of the top tax lawyers as listed by the National Law Journal, a featured speaker by CPA societies, bar associations, other professional groups, and so much more. And you're an author. You've got a new book coming out on taxation. I want to talk about that during the show as well today. Hey, Richard, how's things?
Things are going great, Steve. Glad to be here.
Yeah, this is, this is such a fun show for me to do because I learn so much every week. It makes me want to, start a business and then come to you guys for help. I know that seems oversimplified, but really, it's very motivating to hear what you guys can do for folks. And so in a nutshell, let's just go back to basics. And so Dave or Richard, either one, what is Tax Law Solutions and what do you guys do?
Well, we're a company that focuses solely on helping profitably, closely held companies reduce and eliminate on a permanent basis what I'd refer to as excess taxation, meaning that they're not optimized to pay the legal amount of taxes on the lowest possible measure. But instead, they are structured to be profitable, but not tax efficient. And our goal is to work on that tax efficiency so that we can create an optimum tax model to help achieve the owner's personal and business needs by reduction of taxation.
Richard, you said a couple of words there that really stuck out for me, and one of them is reduce and or eliminate taxes. Dave, what about that? That's something that you guys really shine. I mean, that's what you do.
We do. We're a group of people who are specially trained in closely held businesses, and the solutions available to businesses like that are very similar to what we see used in very large Fortune 100 companies. A medium-sized, closely held business often doesn't have access to that type of expertise. So we bring those solutions to an entirely different and a very broad class of business owners.
And is that something that, so if I have a closely held business and I'm paying, $50,000 a year in federal income tax, which is pretty common, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good starting point for when the next layer of solutions might be needed. At that point, arguably, a client is beginning to outgrow their CPA and the types of normal deductions that are possible and needs real planning, needs a real forward look to reconfigure perhaps how they're receiving income, how they're recognizing income of various types, how they're saving and setting aside money for retirement. Another level of planning becomes necessary when people reach taxation levels of about that amount.
Absolutely. And if we've piqued your interest, folks, let's get the phone lines going. 678-TAX-HELP is the number you can call. That's 678-829-4357 if you want to get a head start. Now, this is something that, I mean, anybody who owns a business, a closely held business, and there are a lot of us out there, this is something that makes so much sense. And to at least, you know, give you guys a phone call and let's sit down. Let's see if we can make it work.
Well, that's correct, Steve. The fact is it applies to any type of closely held business that's profitable. Doesn't matter if it's a service business, a manufacturing business, a distribution business, any type of business. Second, as I mentioned, it has to be profitable. Profitability starts at the $50,000 level of taxation where it makes sense. And third, what we will do is use our team of highly trained tax attorneys, CPAs, and other professionals to do a free review, actually take a look at how a business is currently structured and let them know, if they call us, how we could be of assistance. And it's something where we're going to take a look without charge to callers of this show that call in today, because we want to see if we can help you. And if we can, why not find out? And if we can't, what have you really lost? You've lost an opportunity to find out if you can save money without any cost to yourself or your family.
I like that idea, Richard. 678-TAX-HELP, that's the number. And you're calling Dallas. I mean, there's folks right here in Dallas that can help you. We're not, you know, it's not some, you know, you're not going somewhere around the country. This is right here at home.
Well, that's correct. Even though we have a national scope, we have Dallas personnel, we have folks in Dallas that can help you, that can talk to you right now, and we can see what we can do.
Great.
And that's the whole key.
Absolutely. Sure. And again, so I know people call and they've got the questions. They're like, well, how can you do that? I can't do that. So here I think would be a typical a question that someone might ask. They before they call you, well, I got to check with my accountant or my CPA or my whatever before I proceed with this. Is that valid? Is that a valid reason?
Well, let me just jump in for 1 second, then let my partner Dave also respond. If your accountant, tax professional, or CPA already knew what we were going to be doing, then you'd already be doing it.
I like that.
That's exactly right. If a current tax professional does not know how to bring these additional solutions, they're not in a very good position to judge whether these solutions will work or whether they'll apply. Of course they'll work. Of course they'll apply if one knows how to design and implement these solutions. And the other thing that's kind of striking about that when we hear it, and we hear it quite often, let me check with my CPA, is we're offering a second opinion. Do you go back to your current advisor to get that second opinion, or do you really want an independent, unbiased second look from a fresh perspective, a fresh pair of eyes? That's a true second opinion. A second opinion does not come from the person who's giving you your current opinions.
Exactly. Well, and Dave, I think you pointed out well and it just a moment ago when you said that, you know, you're taking your vast knowledge, and Richard, you too, because you are a tax geek, and we've agreed that that's okay. I can call you that. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So between the two of you, you guys have really dealt with billion-dollar businesses, to take those strategies, to take those techniques and bring them down to a closely held business, that is remarkable. And again, it's one of these things where, like, why didn't I think of that? That's a great idea.
Well, you know, it's funny. A lot of times, some of the greatest ideas, in theory, people think are so complex. And once they understand them, they have that exact conclusion of, why did I think of that? And the reality is, we already thought of it. We already know how to implement, put in place, modify techniques used by the super rich and the Fortune 100 companies and have them apply in your closely held business.
Now, that's exactly the way to look at it. These techniques and methods already exist. They're already in the tax code. They're just not being used perhaps by your business. And since these techniques already exist, have been well proven, well tested, they're logical, they're relatively easy to explain, they're not that complicated, those myths simply get wiped away when a client has an opportunity to hear from us about how these solutions could work for them.
Absolutely. And so this is really, folks, if you're interested, it's a phone call away, 678-TAX-HELP. That is the number to call. And, you know, when you do, you're going to be able to sit down with somebody in Dallas and be able to understand how you at Tax Law Solutions can help that business. And I was impressed that you know, when you start to look at the folks that you have served, the folks that you have helped, boy, they do just run the gamut of every kind of business imaginable.
It's kind of amazing. We often get the question, what type of client is best suited for TLS? And that's a hard question to answer, because the type of client that's best suited for us is a client who feels they're paying too much in taxes. And that comes across pretty much any business sector. The solutions available are not necessarily industry specific. There's nothing in the code that says this only applies to a manufacturer, this only applies to service business. The question is, are you configured correctly to use a solution? So that's why we get a really interesting opportunity to work with lots of interesting and different businesses. It's one of the most fun parts about this job, just seeing how many people have done creative things to design and build a business.
Right. And when your piece of the puzzle fits together, they're saving money in taxes, but they become more profitable keeping money for them.
Well, that's exactly the key, because to reach someone's financial goals for their business and for their family, normally folks solely look at, I've got to drive revenue. And if I drive revenue, I've got to increase costs. And if I increase costs, then I can only retain my margin. And what's my cash flow going to be? Whereas here's an opportunity that if that's what you want to do, that's great. But all of a sudden, your margins become much larger because your percentage of taxation becomes much smaller.
Aha, I like that. Let's go ahead and invite folks to call in right now, guys. And for the next 10 callers, in fact, who call right now, we're going to offer that complimentary tax saving analysis that Richard and David have just been talking about. And that can save you 30 to 40% on your income taxes every year. Now, we're giving this away to you with no cost or obligation. If you're one of the next 10 callers who owns a business and pays more than $50,000 per year in income taxes. We all know knowledge is power. This analysis is going to help you take your first steps to saving tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars annually in taxes. So really, what have you got to lose? The results of this analysis are going to help you understand why you are overpaying taxes. You probably already think you are. Now you're going to know why and how you can make things a little easier. So for the next 10 business-owning callers, it's a comprehensive tax planning analysis that we're giving away, complimentary, no obligation. Your road to greater tax efficiency starts with getting to know the right professionals and understanding that you can change your tax situation and keep more of what you make, and isn't that what you want to do? So the analysis is invaluable, could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes for as long as you own your business. Go ahead, give us a call, 678-TAX-HELP. And if you're one of the first 10 callers, you're going to get that complimentary tax savings analysis. Give us a call right now, 678-TAX-HELP. That's 678-829-4357. 678-TAX-HELP. That's all you have to do. It's the phone call away. We do need to take a quick break, but we are going to come back with Dave Runge and a case study with someone who has actually saved a lot of money in taxes. We'll talk about that and so much more when the Tax Planning Hour continues. You run a successful business. You make a profit. And you pay your taxes. You pay a lot in taxes. Would you like to pay less in taxes and keep more profit for yourself? It is possible. All you have to do is call Tax Law Solutions for a complimentary tax savings analysis. TLS has legitimately and legally helped save business owners hundreds of thousands of dollars every year on their taxes. How do they do it? The TLS team combines business strategy and tax law expertise to craft a plan customized for your business. They are passionate about saving you money on your annual tax bill. And today, they're offering a complimentary tax savings analysis. To learn more and schedule a time to review your business, call 678-TAX-HELP. That's 678-829-4357. Or just text the word SOLUTIONS to 21000. That's SOLUTIONS to 21000. We are back. This is the Tax Planning Hour. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. And with me, of course, Dave Runge. He's an Oxford PhD. He's a former Deloitte consulting partner and co-founder of Tax Law Solutions, along with Richard Kolumbic. Richard is a CPA, a tax attorney. And Richard, you're the guy that sits with those thousands of pages of tax code, and you start paging through it, and that's like Christmas for you, sort of putting together that whole big puzzle, huh?
Oh, it's a blast. I enjoy it. Putting together that big mental jigsaw puzzle called the tax code and seeing how all the pieces fit together and coming out with the picture that helps our clients save money. That's what I do, and that's what I love doing.
Well, and clearly, you do it well. So the tax laws, I mean, they change. I mean, is it right to say that they change almost daily in some cases?
They actually do change daily. There's rarely a day goes by, and let's at least call it a business day because the weekends not much comes out.
Right.
But there is rarely a day that goes by where there isn't something new on the tax code, a new ruling, a new notice, a new procedure, a regulation, a court case. And remember, when you're dealing with court cases, they could be something from a tax court case, a tax court memo, a full tax court opinion, an appellate court, the Supreme Court, the district court, the court of claims, and they're all over the country. And every day, someone's deciding something, whether it's even a notice or a publication from the IRS up to the U.S. Supreme Court, something new is happening daily.
So, Richard, I imagine what the office is like in Dallas, where you've got people like you who love to read the tax law. And I want to imagine that as these folks start interpreting the tax law, there's a bunch of light bulbs that go off above their head. Look what I found. Look what I found. Look what I found. Is that kind of what it's like?
It pretty much is. And then other folks at the office, as well as myself, will come up with ideas, and then we'll circulate them and say, hey, what about this? What about this? What about this? And we'll try to get other of our professionals to say, well, I think you got a hole here, or you missed this, or what if we use this with that? And how do these two sections work together? What about this new case? And that way we get to not only be creative by utilizing new portions and new rulings, but also gives us an opportunity as professionals to interact and to jointly work together to improve not only our selection and advice to our clients, but to always try to be on top of the game. And we do that by not only reading and writing, but we also teach seminars quite frequently. In fact, I taught one last week for a group of CPAs regarding non-qualified deferred compensation plans. And between writing books and articles and giving speeches and doing seminars, it helps keep us at the forefront of tax planning.
Well, the collaboration part of this thing is remarkable.
It really matters. Think of it like a chessboard where a new piece is on the board, or a piece is taken off, or a piece moves. The entire board is affected. And that's where the collaboration comes in to think about how this change in tax law or this shift could affect a client, could affect a strategy, could affect an entire set of opportunities.
And Dave, you were talking about, too, that there are probably, you said, 50 or more different strategies that you guys can use, and I'm sure that that's a growing number as well. But you were talking about working with a specific case study today, and I'm very curious to learn how you help these guys.
It's very fun to tell stories about our clients in general, because many of the listeners may be able to relate to the things that our current clients have experienced. Example I wanted to discuss today is of a medical-related product supply company that had three partners. One of the partners, who was our client, was feeling like many of our clients feel, or before they become clients, this is how they feel. Middle-aged, kids grown, starting to look toward retirement, feeling like they aren't getting ahead, feeling like they've worked really, really hard to keep up with everybody else's needs and haven't had time to focus on their own needs and their own tax planning and their own financial wherewithal and financial security. So they reach a point where they realize they need to get advice that will take them ahead, allow them to save, take them well into retirement, and provide security for their family. And often that finally means they're ready to tackle their biggest single expense, the one they've put off for some odd reason for many years, their taxes. So we have three partners in this business. The partner that was most close to us initially was making about $1.28 million a year, very successful business. They had a number of employees. He was paying taxes of over $400,000. That's a pretty high effective tax rate.
Yeah.
And he wasn't getting ahead, only spending $150,000 a year on lifestyle. So think about this, Steve. He's got income of $1.28 million, needs $150,000 to meet he and his family's current lifestyle, even though it seems like you should be getting ahead at that.
You would think.
You know, you got a lot of expenses when you're building and growing a business and raising a family. So he wasn't satisfied with what he put aside. But there's a $1 million gap between what he's earning and what he's spending. And in that $1 million gap, he's paying taxes on money he doesn't need for his lifestyle. So that's where we begin our analysis. And that's where we begin to place strategies to protect and preserve his lifestyle and protect that $1 million.
That's what a great way to look at that, Dave. I mean, that's pretty remarkable. And I think you said something earlier, too, about people put off making the call to you guys because they don't know. But I'll tell you what, you know, when you start talking about the IRS and taxes, that's intimidating. I mean, just bottom line, that's intimidating. And you think, I don't want to upset the apple cart. But bottom line is, it doesn't happen.
No, I mean, it's all about following the rules. It's all about following the law. Everybody has to follow the same laws. And our clients follow laws. The IRS follows and manages those laws and applies those laws in the same way we do. And there's no cause for concern given that type of environment and use of the tax code. So, in fact, we found 11 things in the tax code that this client was not using previously, despite believing they had been receiving advice and were doing, quote, here we go again, everything they could to reduce their taxes.
Right.
Collectively, those strategies saved the client $208,000 a year in taxes, cut their tax bill more than in half. One of the strategies was a very efficient retirement planning type structure that's we see frequently used in Fortune 100 companies and for their executives. And this allowed this client to set aside $200,000 a year after they hired us for their retirement. Took a significant amount of pressure off him and his family. And this was 5 years ago. Now, here's where the story gets even better.
Okay.
That $200,000 was previously gone to him and his family in unnecessary taxes. 5 years ago, that meant he'd put aside $1 million a year in a retirement plan of a sort that allowed the funds to grow tax-free. There's now $2 million in that account. I talked to his financial advisor the other day, and the client was extremely happy. Now, that's $2 million the client would not have had he not engaged us to do effective tax planning.
Wow. I wish you could see the smile on my face. It's just remarkable. That's a great story.
It's typical. What are you going to do with the excess income that we're dealing with? The idea that Richard mentioned and that I've illustrated in this case study. But you have it to invest. You have it to set aside for your financial security. Invested wisely, our clients sleep well at night.
Well, that really is important too when it comes to taxes and again saving for retirement, all of those things. Yeah, it to know that that's taken care of and to do what you guys did for him is and his business, really, really cool. For the next 10 callers who give us a call right now, we're going to offer that complimentary tax savings analysis that really can save you 30 to 40% on your income taxes per year. Now, this review is at no cost or obligation. If you're one of the next 10 callers who owns a business and pays more than $50,000 per year in income taxes. Knowledge is certainly power. This is an analysis that can help you take your first steps to saving tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars annually in taxes. So the results of this analysis are going to help you understand why you are probably overpaying your taxes. I mean, it always feels like we are. Now you're going to know you are. So, and you're going to know how to not do that. So for the next 10 business-owning callers, that's a comprehensive tax planning analysis that we're giving away complimentary with no obligation. Now, your road to greater tax efficiency begins right now with getting to know the right professionals and understanding that you can change your tax situation and keep more of what you make. Now, this analysis is invaluable. It could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes for as long as you own your business. What have you got to lose? Give us a call right away, 678-TAX-HELP. And if you're one of the first 10 callers, you're going to get that complimentary tax savings analysis. Give us a call right now, 678-TAX-HELP. That's 678-829-4357. 678-TAX-HELP. Easy to remember. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue our conversation with tax planning experts on the Tax Planning Hour.